Welcome to the W5BSA repeater.
Well, good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSat Net. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics relating to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1571, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, July the 16th, 2024, which in UTC time is Wednesday, July the 17th at 0100. And this is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, WF5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we are on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston, and the PL tone is 123.0. And we have internet and power back again. Luckily, actually we got power back yesterday, so we're loving life again. So I will now take local check-ins.
PL-123.
Whiskey, Delta 5, Juliet, Romeo Delta. WD5JRD, good evening. Carl here.
Good evening, Carl. Glad you're back. I know since the last storm, you haven't been around much. I hope you didn't have too many problems there, and it's glad to hear that you're doing okay out there. You doing all right?
Power outage like everybody else, but it's back now and I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay, glad to hear it, glad to hear it. We got power yesterday, so we had generator for a while, it ran. It finally died or it wouldn't start, and so I think this business is booming for generator repair people here in Houston area these days. But so I had to borrow my cousin's, and since he got power, and then finally it came back on, so that's been a good thing. And I want to thank those guys have done a marvelous job to restore power to over 2 million people in a week. It's nothing less than phenomenal. Okay, let's see here. We haven't heard anything from Walter and the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. We did get an update, though, from Bruce, KK5DO, and sounds like he has lost power and hasn't had internet for a while, and so he hasn't been doing great over there, so he hasn't been able to post the net. He says, let's see, this is from Bruce, KK5DO. Of course, he's the AmSat Director of Contests and Awards. And he says, now it's my turn without internet. When the hurricane hit, we lost power and internet. The Generac kicked in, and our son and wife stayed with us for 2 days until their power came on. That night, the generator died. We stayed home to see if power would be restored, and then spent the next 2 nights at their house. We got back Saturday at 10:30, but we were already at his house and not want to come home to see. We came back Sunday. Internet is still down. They cannot find the problem. And so now he's using his hotspot, and I know how that goes. Some things don't work quite as well through the hotspot as they do through the regular Wi-Fi or on the regular internet. He says they had no damage, just a lot of tree branches down. And he says, I will not be able to do net stuff tonight or last week. So we appreciate the update there, Bruce, and I hope things get back to normal up there in your part of the world, and so we'll send the net to Vern, and so make sure at least he gets it for the 160-meter transmission. Okay, like I said, I haven't heard anything from Walter or the South Texas Balloon Launch Team, but they do their meeting, their monthly meeting, on the second Wednesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and then they have a Zoom meeting that takes place on the Internet at 8 p.m. that evening, and that happens over at k5wh.net/Zoom if you'd like to participate or see what's going on with the balloon launch team. You can do that over there. And we appreciate Walter doing that and solving everybody's problems out there as well. I know he stays busy doing that lots of the time. Okay, this is Marty in Houston AmSatNet. And I see the solar flux index and the solar numbers are looking real good right now. Solar numbers are 250 and the index at 242. Too bad my hex beam is laying on its side up there on the roof, broken. But heck, I could probably still make a few contacts on 15 meters at least. Okay, well, we're going to go over to the ANS bulletins here. And this week's ANS bulletin is number 196 from Frank Kanoskis, N1UW. And the AMSAT News Service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org. Okay, you can also sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins, and that's via the ANS list. To join this list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. And unfortunately, like Bruce was saying there, he's not going to have internet connection, so tonight's URLs probably won't be available over there at amsatnet.com. But that's okay. We appreciate Bruce doing that for us every week, though, as he usually does when he can. Okay, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Let's see. The 2024 AMSAT Board of Directors election, the nomination period for the 2024 AMSAT Board of Directors election ended on June the 15th, and the following candidates have been duly nominated. We've got Mark Hammond, N8MH, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, Bruce Page, there he is, he's back, KK5DO, Paul Stotzer, N8HM, and Douglas Tabor, N6UA. Let's see, it's three seats on the board of directors are up for election this year. The three candidates receiving the largest number of votes shall be declared elected to the seats. The two candidates receiving the next largest number of votes shall be declared first alternate and second alternate, respectively. The voting process will be conducted via AMSAT's Wild Apricot membership system and will commence on July the 15th. yesterday. Instructions for voting will be emailed to all members in good standing as of July the 1st by July the 15th. The voting period shall conclude on September the 15th, and results will be announced not later than September the 30th. So the next 2 weeks is the voting period. So now is the time to take care of that. If you're an AMSAT member, go ahead and log on to the portal and let your desires be known. We want to thank Jeff Davis, KE9V, AMSAT Secretary, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in Houston AMSATnet. Field day submissions are now due. Field day is behind us, and it is time to tally your contacts and submit for the AMSAT field day. The satellite summary sheet should be used for submission of the AMSAT field day competition and be received by Bruce Page, KK5DO, email by 11:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Monday, July 23rd, 2024. This year, Bruce is using the same due date as the ARRL. The only method for submitting your log is via email, and that's to kk5do@amsat.org or kk5do@arrl.net. And Bruce reports that he has not had a mail-in entry in a very long time. And so don't forget, also, like this email right here, kk5do@amsat.org, these are going to go away at the end of the month. So there's about 2 weeks left. I know I spent basically one whole weekend changing 25 years of amsat.org addresses to my new current email address. So yeah, everybody better take care of that or there's going to be problems. Okay, if you need to download a summary sheet for field day, you can find that at www.amsat.org/field-day or directly from the website, and that's at www.amsatnet.com/2024fd.docx. Okay, we want to thank Bruce, KK5VO, AMSAT Director of Contests and Awards, for that information. Alright, well, we're just a couple of minutes here from quarter past the hour, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick standby and see who we've had checking in through some of our other means here. Okay, let's see, we heard from Charlie, K5ENG, he's over there in West Houston. Sounds like he was without power for a little while, but sounds like he's doing okay over there, so. Excuse me, we're glad to hear that, and well, let's see. We also heard from Willie, KD5CEV, and it's been a while since we heard from Willie, so glad to see her. He's still out there, so we got him checked in, and then, let's see, we have Kai, N6ZZO, out there in McKinleyville, California. He's our podcast listener and checks in, and he listens to the podcast on Wednesdays, so we appreciate that. Of course, if Bruce isn't being able to process these things, it may be postponed by a week or so, unfortunately. But it should show up, though, once he gets things go rolling again and is able to post those. All right, thanks to Dale, WD0AKO, up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. He does the backup archiving of the audio for the website, and we appreciate him doing that. We have had to use it in the past. And then we got Vern, WD0RCR, out there in Wentzville, Missouri. Of course, he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as he likes to say. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us over there on the top band. All right, we'll check APRS real quick here for check-ins, and we don't have any APRS check-ins. It's been quite a while since we've had any, unfortunately. Let's see here. Let's see, we've got IRC check-ins. We've got AK0A Ken, KG4OZW Clay, KG4WIJ Brian, NZ9T Renee, K8WX Bob. And then from Echolink, we've got KC5LWY. There's Andrew. He's down there in Galveston. And he posted a nice little YouTube video of the mechanical filter that he got for his Yaesu 818. And he tore that little sticker right off of there and showed that it was a Collins filter. So that's pretty cool. Good going there, Andrew. And I'd like to see that video. Okay, thanks for that. Let's see, we got Steve, KA5YFC. We have Bob, K9OIM. We have Mitch, AD0HJ. He's out there in Jackson, Minnesota. And, of course, to him, you can take place and help them activate the Wednesday night AmSatNet, and that happens over on DMR, and that's on the Digital Talk group of 98006 or YSF Fusion 11689, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. So be sure and check into the Wednesday night AmSatNet, especially if you're going to be doing any roving, making any grids available. You might let those guys know over there on Wednesday nights. And once again, that's on DMR on 98006 or YSF Fusion 11689 at 9 p.m. Central Time on Wednesdays. Okay, we want to say hello to Jay, N0IUV. We got you out there, and we got you checked in. And then also NDOF, N6UTC, and he's over there in Long Beach, California. So good evening to NDOF. And let's see, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. And you can actually call and check in. Things are working, internet, phones, power, electricity, air conditioners, all kinds of great stuff. And that's at 713-467-9870. You can make a quick phone check in there. You can also send an email. That's to wv5y@amsat.org. Or actually, we might as well start doing it now. That's wv5y@comcast.net. So X the AmSat one. It still does work currently till the end of the month. But we're going to have to embed it in my brain. It's WV5Y@comcast.net. And let's see here. Of course, you can also send an APRS message, and that's just to WV5Y. That's West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. and we will also get you checked into the net that way. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSat Net. Hey, the 2024 AmSat President's Club coins are here now. You can help support golf and Fox Plus. You can join the AmSat President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And to do that, you just go to www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. All right, here's some good news. Grace Papai, K8LG, is named the 2024 WASX ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year. Grace Papai, K8LG of Holland, Michigan, has been selected as the 2024 Bill Pasternak WA6 ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year. Grace, who's 18, is the daughter of Doug Papai, K8DP, and Carrie Papai, K8CLP. Grace earned her technician license in March of 2021, and within a year achieved her extra class license, passing the test in March of 2022. She's a recent honors graduate of Holland Christian High School in her hometown, where she earned a varsity letter in the Unified Sports Program. Grace credited her father and her grandfather, John Papai, K8YSC, a well-known operator in the ham radio satellite community, for drawing her into the hobby. "I got involved in amateur radio satellites," Grace recalls. "I got on the air, and now it has turned into something from honoring my grandfather to a hobby I'm on every day and I love." Support from her grandfather and father, she earned the DX Century Club certificate, the DXCC, for contacts exclusively using satellites. Congratulations on that. That's working 100 different countries via satellite. Grace attended Youth on the Air camps in Cincinnati in 2022 and Ottawa in 2023, where she says she was exposed to a variety of other amateur radio activities, including balloon launches, slow scan television, and radio contesting. She was part of the K3LR IOTA, the Islands on the Air, Dave Calter Memorial Youth DX Adventure in 2023, and was a team member for the J62K St. Lucia DX contest operation in 2024. Grace is active on the HF bands and operates in the ARRL and the CQDX single sideband and CW contests, the ARRL sweepstakes, and the CQWAPX, as well as Youth on the Air events. For the past few years, Grace has been a regular presenter at the Youth Forum at Dayton Hamvention. She delivered a presentation on youth in contesting at the Contest University Forum at Dayton this year and assisted at the YOTA and AmSat booths. She is an active member of the Holland Amateur Radio Club, the Grand Rapids Amateur Radio Association, Westchester Amateur Radio Association, and the American Radio Relay League. Grace received the Radio Club of America's Young Achievers Award in 2023. She had an article on the next generation of contesters published in the National Contest Journal, November and December 2023 version. A story she co-wrote on Yoda Camp 2022 appeared in the August 2022 edition of CQ Magazine. Grace will be attending Cedarville University in Cedarville, Ohio this fall, where she will study electrical engineering. She says amateur radio played a major role in her choice of a major. The YHOTY Award will be presented to Grace during a ceremony at the Huntsville Ham Fest on August 17, 2024, at the Von Braun Center in Huntsville, Alabama. Amateur Radio Newsline and Yaesu USA are primary sponsors of the award, along with Heil Sound Limited and Radio Waves Antenna Company. The Young Ham of the Year Award was inaugurated by William Pasternak, WA6ITF, in 1986. Upon his passing in 2015, Bill's name was added to the award as a memorial to his commitment, recognizing the accomplishments of young people in amateur radio service. And ANS thanks Amateur Radio News for the information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. AMSAT TLE dissemination updates. AMSAT, with help from its partner, New England SciTech, prepares a bulletin of orbital elements during the first hour of the UTC day and posts it to www.amsat.org/TLE/daily-bulletin.text, as well as bare elements without the bulletin header and footer. You can find that at www.amsat.org/TLE/daily-TLE.txt. Other files and URLs with NASA and FTP in the URL are still maintained to support older software but suggest organizations' protocols that are no longer involved in TLE dissemination. Use of older file names and URLs is depreciated, and AMSAT does not promise to maintain them in perpetuity. Okay, end users and software developers are encouraged to use the URLs above going forward. And the files are available via HTTPS, which is the preferred way, as well as unencrypted HTTP for legacy software. And we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, K1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager of IT Team, for that information. Satellite antennas, you can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AMSAT store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. The URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. See, we're just about at the bottom of the hour here, so we're going to take a really quick standby and see if we have any local check-ins. So any local check-ins on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston, come now.
Foxtrot 5, Whiskey, Foxtrot Bravo, Southwest Houston.
Okay, KF5 WFB, and what's the name there?
The name on this end is Elisha Echo Lima India Sierra Hotel Alpha. Over.
Okay, good evening, Elisha, and welcome to the net. I know you've checked in before, so welcome back. I hope you weren't suffered too much devastation from the recent storms we had, and welcome to Houston AmSat Net. And then I think we also had Herb out there. Let me see. Was that right? Herbert, was that you up there? KD5PQJ, WV5Y?
I don't get much power there anymore. KD5PQJ, working.
Okay, well, we were able to understand you that time. Okay, you don't have much power, and there is a bit of noise on your signal there, but we got you down. So good evening, Herbert, and I hope you're doing good this evening. While we're on the subject of KEPS, here is a little article on updating KEPS in SAT-PC-32, and which is a very popular software used for tracking satellites. I know I use it myself. And this is an update from DK1TB from Eric Eichmann. And DK1TB, SAT-PC-32 author. And he offers this update. Okay, he says the SAT-PC-32 update KEPS feature doesn't work with HTTPS links for TLE files. That would require changes of the source code and maybe requires a new Delphi version for me. I will care about that, but that will take time, and at present I don't have much time for the hobby. But all HTTPS websites can be accessed also with HTTP. They are not secure sites, but that is meaningless with websites that contain KEPS. Therefore, use HTTP in the auxiliary file celestrack.sqf for AmSat and celestrack.tle or two-line element files as described by Charlie, AJ9N. And with that modification, the download KEPS function works. Is also the HTTPS links can be accessed with your browser, of course. Enter the links into the address line of the browser so you can download the KEPS and save them in the SAT-PC-32 data folder, Kepler, and the CPath to that folder in the footline of menu satellites. By the way, meanwhile, my website supports also SSL. You can access it with www.dk1tb.ge and www.dk1tb-2.de.
BL-123.
He says also, SAT-PC-32 supports now, besides TLE files, the new formats for KEPS files, XML, KVM, and CSV. Celestrack publishes the KEPS files also in these formats. The SAT-PC-32 update KEPS feature works with these files also when downloaded from HTTPS sites. I don't know why that is different versus the TLE files. Therefore, you can use HTTPS in Celestrack SQF with these files, such as https://celestrack.org/ /NORAD/elements/gp.php group equal amateur amper format equal XML. And we want to thank Eric Eichmann for that information. All right, looks like we're going to be doing a little bit of editing with some of our SATPC32 files, our SQF files, and we'll play around with that, see how that goes. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. NASA discovers strange spectral formations that cover low Earth orbit orbits. NASA scientists have spotted unusual shapes in the Earth's ionosphere hundreds of miles above the Earth's surface. The ionosphere stretches from 50 to 400 miles above the planet and marks the boundary between our planet's atmosphere and outer space. While it houses most satellites orbiting the Earth, it's vulnerable to changes in space weather, electromagnetic radiation emitted by the sun that can wreak havoc on the zone and mess with communications equipment. Under some conditions, the layer can become electrically charged, as detected by the global scale observations of the LIM and disk, the GOLD imaging instrument. Plasma bands stretching across the ionosphere can result in formations of unusual X and C shapes. It's a baffling alphabet soup, as NASA termed the findings in a news release, that could shed light on how space weather can influence our planet's upper atmosphere and interfere with radio and GPS signals. Charged particles can create dense bands or crests around the Earth's magnetic equator, while low-density pockets caused by the setting sun can result in low-density pockets called bubbles, according to NASA. Scientists believe that larger disturbances such as solar storms or even massive volcanic eruptions can cause multiple crests to merge and form an X shape, as previous GOLD observations have shown. But now, scientists have spotted these same shapes without any such occasion during what scientists call quiet time. Earlier reports of merging were only during geomagnetically disturbed conditions. It is an unexpected feature during geomagnetic quiet conditions, said University of Colorado Research Associate Fazlul Laskar, who authored a paper on the discovery earlier this year in a NASA statement. Scientists are now wondering if something else could be causing these X shapes to appear. The X is odd because it implies that there are far more localized driving factors, said NASA scientist and ionosphere expert Jeffrey Klensing. This is expected during the extreme events, but seeing it during quiet time suggests that the lower atmosphere activity is significantly driving the ionospheric structure. Apart from X shapes, some bubbles in the ionosphere can also curve into C shapes, which new observations show can appear in close proximity to each other. In short, there's still a lot to learn about our planet's magnetically charged protective shell. The fact that we have very different shapes of together tells us that the dynamics of the atmosphere is more complex than we expected, Klensing added. You can read the complete article, and that's over at tinyurl.com/ans-196-ionosphere. and we want to thank NASA.gov for that information. Okay, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get your AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_gear. Okay, and we do have some, no changes, no additions or deletions to the AMSAT North America TLE distribution. Of course, two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. New bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. And, of course, you can find more info over there at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And there are no additions or deletions to this week's AMSAT TLE distribution, but we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for the information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Let's see, we did get a check-in earlier this evening from Damien, AG9P. So I hope he's doing good out there. And he's up there in Oconto, Wisconsin. And I think he was having a little bit of issues with Echolink. And, of course, last week we weren't on Echolink, which is part of the reason there. But I hope he's getting that stuff straightened out. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. The downlink frequency on which to listen is 145.800 MHz worldwide. And for ARIS, we have some upcoming contacts. See, there's the Hokusetsu District, Osaka Council Scout Association of Japan, Toyonaka, Japan, direct via JJ3YDM. The ISS call sign is presently scheduled to be OR4ISS, and the scheduled crew member is Mike Barat, KD5MIJ. And the ARIS mentor is Satoshi Yasuda, 7M3TJZ, and the contact is a go for July the 18th, 2024 at 08-23-52 UTC. Okay, we've got some successfully completed contacts. The Hojudu Elementary School in Mizu, Japan, had direct via JA9YQJ. The ISS call sign was OR4ISS with Mike Barrett, KD5MIJ, and the mentor was Satoshi Yasuda, 7M3TJZ. Contact was successful on Thursday, July the 11th, 2024 at 10:48:03 UTC.
BL-123.
Then there was the Youth on the Air 2024, Mount St. Vincent's, Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. It had a telebridge via ZS6JON. The ISS call sign was NA1SS. The crew member they talked to was Jeanette Epps, KF5QNU. And the heiress mentor for the conversation was Brian Jackson, VE6JBJ. And the contact was successful on Tuesday, July the 9th, 2024, at 1506.38 UTC. The crossband repeater on the International Space Station continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up, with a peel tone of 67, and 437.800 MHz down. Any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up on the radio, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen, you just never know. And the packet system is also active. It's on 145.825 MHz up and down. But as always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. Also note, all the times that we've given are approximate. It is recommended you do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before the listed time. The latest information on the operation mode for the ISS can be found at www.ars.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.ars.org/contact-v-iss.html. And I want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARIS operation team mentors, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. There are no operations listed at this time for upcoming satellite operations, but a growing number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations on https://hams.at. By visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. And I want to thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AmSat Rover Page Manager, and Alex Nares, K6VHF, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. We're down to AmSat Ambassador events. AmSat ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, hamfests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. Looks like we've got a pretty good list of events here, things coming up. See, on July the 13th, 2024, that one's already happened. There was the Firecracker Hamfest. That was Salisbury, North Carolina, N7GZT. And then July 20th, 2024, Moon Day Frontiers of Flight Museum at Love Field in Dallas, Texas. And there's AmSat volunteers are still needed. Contact T. Suchler at AmSat.org for more information. And that's T-S-C-H-U-E-S-S-L-E-R at AmSat.org. Okay, July the 20th, 2024, is the WCARS Hamfest. And that's in Waynesville, North Carolina. And the N4HF, let us know about that one. Okay, August the 3rd, 2024, the 2024 CARS AWRL State Convention in Post Falls, Idaho. And that's from K7SYS. Then we've got the August 17th and 18th, 2024, the Huntsville Ham Fest in Huntsville, Alabama. It's going to be an AMSAT booth and forum, and that's from NADEU. Okay, August 23rd through the 25th, the 2024 Northeast Ham Exposition and the AWR Division Convention. And that's in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And that's WD4ASW and W1EME are going to be helping out with that. And then September 7th, 2024, the Greater Louisville Ham Fest in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. AMSAT Forum and Information Table by W4FCL. On October the 5th, 2024, we've got the North Star Radio Convention at Hennepin Technical College on the North Campus in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. It's going to be an AMSAT Forum and an Information Table. Those will be by K0JM and AD0HJ. Then October 25th to the 27th, the AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting. That's going to happen at the DoubleTree Rocky Point Waterfront Hotel, Tampa Bay, Florida. And that's November 2nd through the 3rd, 2024. The Stone Mountain Ham Fest, ARRL State Convention, Stone, oh, that's the next one, sorry. Okay, I guess there was no URL for that, the AMSAT one, but other than that, just going to AMSAT.org, and of course you can look under Symposium. Then let's see, in November 2nd through the 3rd, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest. That's the ARRL State Convention in Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's by K4RGK. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, Director of AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT.net. Congratulations are in order for Frank Hoonhout, KJ7DZ, for his impressive accomplishment in earning Gridmaster Award number 66. This esteemed recognition, initiated by Starcom Group in 2014 and backed by Damon Runyon, WA4HFN, and Rick Tillman, WA4NVM, has now been entrusted to AMSAT for the benefit of the entire amateur satellite community. The Gridmaster Award celebrates radio amateurs worldwide who achieve two-way communication via amateur satellites with operators in all 488 Maidenhead grids across the contiguous United States of America. For more details on this distinguished award, you can visit the AMSAT website at www.amsat.org/gridmaster. Frank, your achievement is truly commendable. Well done. And ANS thanks Bruce Page, KK5DO, AMSAT Director of Contests and Awards, for letting us know about that. Okay, and as we kind of a little touched on up there for a second, Tom Suchler is still looking for a few volunteers from the DFW, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, to assist with the Moon Day event at at the Frontiers of Flight Museum on Saturday, July the 20th. This is a general public STEAM day with seminars, activities, and exhibitors relating to space exploration and astronomy. You will have the CubeSat simulator, Fox engineering model, explanation of satellite orbits, and if available in the time frame, outdoor satellite passes worked. Volunteers get free admission and lunch and a break area. Tom needs to know by probably middle of next week. Well, there's only 4 days left, so you better let him know quickly if you're interested. You can drop Tom an email, and that's at tsuchler@amsat.org. Once again, that's tsuchler@amsat.org. And we want to thank AMSAT for that information.
BL-123.
Unfortunately, we want to sadly report that satellite enthusiast David Buemer, W0DHB, became a silent key on June the 2nd after a long battle with a form of muscular dystrophy. A ham since his days at Harvard Senior High School in Pennsylvania, from which he graduated in 1969, he was chief engineer of the high school radio station, WHHS. He furthered his education at Stevens Institute of Technology and graduated in 1973 with his degree in electrical engineering. Dave started his career in Boston and later moved to San Diego, California, where he met Patty, married in 1980. They moved to the Bay Area in 1984. From there, they moved on to Colorado in 1989 for Dave's job. Dave was employed by Mark Revel, Calma, Daisy, Dazix, and Very Best during his career. He was active on the Linear Birds and authored the software FlexSat PC, which is used by many Flex radio operators for satellite work. And ANS thanks the Buemer family for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. You can join AmSat today by going to https://launch.amsat.org. And that's where you're also going to want to go to take care of that voting for the AmSat Board of Directors positions coming up. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, a club, or an organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate, and post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. And memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. That's coming from this week's ANS editor, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW. And that's f.kanoskis@amsat.org. Okay, once again, the AMSAT email reflector is going to go away at the end of the month. That's the AMSAT.org email addresses. So if you're still using an AMSAT.org email address, you need to figure out what you're going to change it to and get on that. And hopefully here in a week or two, we're going to find that all these AMSAT.org email addresses and the AMSAT News Service weekly bulletins are going to be changed to their new AMSAT or their new email addresses. So we'll look forward to that happening. All right, everybody, stay safe in the storms out there, and keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts, and we look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, we luckily didn't have to go through this past week with no power and the devastation. We hope Heather's doing okay over there. And then from Bruce, KK5DO up there in Roman Forest, which we know he's got power, but still no internet back. And myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston. Glad to be back with all the conveniences. And I look forward to catching everybody next week. So from me and the other folks, and this week's ANS AMSAT News Service Bulletins reading, we say 7-3s from the Houston AMSAT Net.